Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Rich Gavin being back on the show. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is more than 16 years he's been hanging out with us, and he has incredible, impeccable, well, maybe incredible. I'll go back to that one. In credentials as a political expert, political operative, and a global thinker. And he's of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right most of the time. And he's our good friend, Rich Gavin. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be back with you.
Yeah, I had to back off the impeccable thing. I've gotten a couple of reports in on you lately, and I have.
I was going to deny that the impeccability anyway.
and don't forget, folks. Also, his twice weekly cyber column at Mullings.com. All right, Rich. We got a lot of reform going on. President Trump. Almost day one, took a swipe at the regulatory reform, which made him my hero for the day. When he said to every agency, for every new regulation, you got to get rid of two. I mean, I wanted to hug him when he did that. But let's talk about another reform that's on the table, and that's tax reform. Where is that? What's the timeline on that? What is it looking like?
Well, it, like everything else, you know, there's a saying here in Washington that every line in the tax code has a father. So just saying we're going to do this, there's some reason that, you know, get rid of that. There's some reason that was in the tax code in the first place, and it typically has to do with some corporation hiring some really smart lobbyist, typically, by the way, a former member of the House Ways and Means Committee,
right,
the Tax Writing Committee, to insert a semicolon.
One of the fathers of some of those lines, right?
Yeah, exactly, and you're not getting rid of that easily. And then they make these great impassioned reasons for why this has to do it, why it's going to, you know, disrupt, you know, everything, life as we know it. I mean, a great example is the carry, what's the phrase, Jim, the way that hedge fund managers only have to pay capital gains on their
The carry. I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I mean, but as I understand it, people that run certain kinds of investment businesses only have to pay the equivalent of capital gains on their income, where the rest of us have to pay up to 36-38%. And every time somebody tries to change it, and there's only a couple of hundred people that this, maybe a thousand, that this actually affects, but it's a couple of thousand people who donate, you know, regularly a couple of $1 million on their way out
But Rich, what do you think, as far as regular folks out here, are we going to get any kind of relief this year?
No, it's going to go the other way. I mean, it's going to be, I mean, everything that we know about this administration so far, and I know this is heresy, but is that A, Donald Trump is not the deepest thinker we've ever had sitting in the Oval Office. I mean, he and I have the same attention span, which is equivalent of a 5-year-old. I mean, I fully cop to this. And he's got people around him, typically the guy named Steve Bannon, who does think about this stuff all the time and does have a different view of the world than most of us. And that's why they don't put him on Morning Joe or Fox and Friends in the morning, because it scares the hell out of people.
But Rich, let's stick with it. The Congress is working on tax reform.
Right, but what
are
tax reform is, like so many other things, is in the eye of the beholder. How you reform it, when you and I talk about tax reform, we tend to think about flattening the tax structure, making it fairer, people that make a lot of money
lowering rates is what I think about.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing as a lot of members of Congress think about. When they say reform, they mean, you know, the reform has to do with cutting.
So you're,
the deficit,
you're saying I've got less than a minute left. You're saying that tax reform is not going to happen this year.
Oh no, absolutely not going to happen this year. I mean, nothing's going to happen this year. They're stuck. I think I'd be really shocked if they do it. We only have a few seconds. Let me just say this: reform. Okay. Everybody working on tax reform should read Age of the Customer, because they're not focusing on the taxpayer and the typical American.
Yeah, yeah. That's the swamp. You just described the swamp.
Oh, yeah, and I'm in it. I helped build it.
Yeah. So what do I got to, what do folks like me have to do to drain that thing?
Well, the only thing you can do is threaten your congressman. You're a member of Congress. Nothing scares a member of Congress.
Yeah.
More than a constituent that's angry with
him. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, this is getting out of hand. When we come back, I'm going to remind Rich and everybody else about which party is the better at the blood sport of politics, and that's right after these messages. 20 till. Stay with me.
You're marrying music.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.